So yeah, the zoo was a trip. It was hard on us. We had to take a break and go smoke. And then after that, did you notice that we like didn't even go back and finish? Well, of course you noticed. We only saw like the atrium of a couple fucking random birds, the weird ass monkeys. I saw
three animals the entire time we were there.
The coolest one was the toucan, which
I whenever... saw a hippo, a rhino, and a fucking.
So he saw me, he looked in the mirror, and he... Just kidding.
A rhino and a fucking...
We saw the orangutans, or not the orangutans, the man at the end of the bed.
Are you trying to say something?
No, we didn't see, like, any totally exotic animals, but yeah, hold on. Before I get sidetracked, I want to say this. We're going to put an Instagram up for Dark Dreams because we want to put some pictures and little like videos up to help better explain like our stories or what we're talking about sometimes. But you took some really good fucking pictures of that toucan, if that's what it was, that bird.
Yeah.
When your phone was dying, those really did turn out good. And that one monkey was really fucking cute. That little one that like was looking right at the glass.
Oh, well, thank you.
Do you remember which one I'm talking about?
Yeah, that monkey was badass.
He was cute as shit. But yeah, come 3 o'clock, we tapped out. Lynn just kept on wheeling around.
I'll be right back, hit the bathroom, fucking straight to the truck.
Yep, and I did text her though and told her, I'm like, we're donezo.
You were fucking napping. Say when you got in there, you were fucking chopping trees.
Yeah, I had to close my eyes for a second.
That was my plan the whole time. Well, we'll be right back.
In our defense, we were on foot. She is in, like, this motorized chair, so she's cool as a cucumber to be cruising around for another hour or two. We needed to sit the fuck down. And it was nice just to chill in the truck and then go back into the gift shop. I was tired as shit in there. I swear to God, I could have fucking taken a nap on the floor.
I was pretty dead, too, but...
And then, what did we do? And then we just came straight home, which is nice. She lives next door, so we lifted her wheelchair out of there again, and...
Yeah, two times of lifting that 400 fucking pound wheelchair, my fucking asshole hurts.
Yeah.
I gained two new hemorrhoids in the fucking yesterday.
He's got a hemi or two now. Mine can withstand. Just kidding. But then we were like yours getting all cozy.
Yours can withstand the power?
Yeah, I can handle a thing or two. So that we get home at what, 6 o'clock, we'll say, because you stopped at the gas station and we came home, sat on the couch, we set up shop, like got all of our beverages and our knickknacks ready. And then what was it, like maybe an hour after chilling, you had thought of going to that head shop, which I'm glad you did.
Because, oh, yeah, that was badass. We were in a rush to get there, and that place was...
Yeah, because they closed at 9, and we weren't in that big of a...
We got there 10 minutes to fucking closing.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot we were, like,
I went there for one thing, and I go in... Yeah, we go in there, and I go fucking...
What was the one thing?
For an adapter for the fucking... For the percolator, for the bomb.
See, lost me, like... Second word in, but I love that you're into those, like, into these bongs and stuff, and because I'm sure a lot of other people are into it too. I mean, it's like all the rage, right? Is it? I don't know if you say all the rage or all the rave, but they're awesome. Like, this bong looks fucking cool. This was the $65 one. I love it, but this one is what you had to buy the percolator for, or the adapter for.
Yeah, I didn't have it. But I go in there and buy shit I don't fucking need.
Hey.
Now I sit around and look at all this junk.
I love all
like,
this stuff.
But.
It was, yeah. I like it. I didn't know that you didn't get the piece that you needed until just now, to be honest. You didn't even get the adapter.
Every time we went, I've never gotten the piece we've needed.
I was just bragging about that place, like, right before when
the
I
The place was
earlier.
Badass. 15% off the... And they give you a free shirt.
Oh, I forgot about that. They kept giving us discounts as we were checking out.
I think that old guy was just trying to get you fucking to take
to
your
get
shirt off.
Yeah, and I put it on over my other shirt.
He's
like
fuck.
I know.
God
he goes,
damn it, you fucking bitch.
This bitch, she's fucking loyal.
That's why he just burns out and goes to the back, didn't even stay.
Yeah, right? Fucking A, those perverts. You're right. They probably wanted me to go to, like, the back employee restroom to change where there's a camera. But I'm like, nope, I'll just put it on over my shirt.
And he's like, you fucking old bitch. You got all mad when fucking sat in the back.
What a tool. Anyway, I meant to look that place up so I could see what the picture looked like if they even posted it online. Because it looked kind of cool. I was taking a fake hit of that bong with, like, the barrel in my mouth.
Yeah, that gun was sick.
As if that's cool to have a gun in your mouth, but it looked cool.
Yeah, and we will upload a Instagram so you guys can kind of check out and see what we're talking about.
I want to see that smoke buddy thing. I forgot you got that thing too. But we did get some cool shit, and it was really nice how, as opposed to Freaky's, literally the guy at Freaky's, every time we asked, well, Vinny had, like, he was specifically asking for things because he knew what he needed and wanted for his bongs at home. And the guy, literally, he couldn't have been at Freaky's, made it more obvious that we were annoying or an inconvenience, because one of us would ask to see something and he would damn near sigh or whatever. And that's just rude. But the guys at DeBong were really cool. Anything we wanted to see, they were down to show us. They even had things that were, like, they were pulling out from the back to show us. And,
they were more than helpful, so.
Yeah, and they were awesome. And, like, we like the haggling part, like. Yeah, so right when we walked in, I asked, there was a kick-ass fucking, like,
motorcycle fucking sculpture thing that was pretty badass.
And everything is, like, handmade by someone they know or an artist or whatnot. It's okay. And, so yeah, they were just throwing prices and, like, haggling back and forth. I totally forgot about this Benji, All About the Benjamins, tray with a cool magnet lid.
I didn't need it, but I fucking wanted it.
You did need it, though, because Vinny had just recently ordered, like, a big raw.
I thought it was gonna be that big, and I got it, and the fucking thing's the size of fucking the couch.
Yeah, the raw tray is cool. It's got that magnet lid that he liked, which was fucked up because Amazon didn't have any smaller size trays with the magnet lid. You could only get the magnet lid with the
big
tray. But
guess what? That was $20, and this was $20.
That's what I'm. That's why the bong is so cool, because they're privately owned and they're willing to do this.
But
like,
no,
Vinny,
this was $20.
I know.
The giant one was $20.
Yeah, I know, but fuck the giant one because.
But this one came with rolling
paper.
Papers and
yeah,
stuff.
It came with 3 pre-rolled blunts, and then not blunts filled, just
the
blunt rollies.
I almost do not want you to use those rolling papers because they're badass.
Yeah, I'm gonna wait because I mean, there's I don't know how many rolling papers come in that thing. I should grab it, but.
If you guys are in the Denver area, check out DeBong. It's a small little shop. It's awesome. More than willing to help and give discounts.
Yeah, the guys were cool as fuck, but I want to talk about this tray real quick. Because the cool part about it was, like, when we were done shopping, like, I picked out that little knife and this little pipe, took that picture, and then they had me. I also love when a place has you sign the wall. I think it's cool, or, like, pin a dollar. There was a place back home in my hometown, Watertown, South Dakota. Out by the lake, there was a place called The Prop, which you'll see eventually. They have, like, the best garlic burger. But anyways, that place had a dollar bill. Like, you'd put a dollar bill up on the ceiling. I love places where you can sign the walls. And so they had me sign the wall, and I did my infamous naked spread eagle lady and Vinny and I's logo, the VC.
Which I think is badass.
Yeah.
I don't know how you came up with that, but that logo is.
I know. I don't know how. One day we were just doodling and came up with it, but
it's awesome.
He's gonna
like,
come
you see
up.
See it, and it's like it's a logo you'll remember forever.
Yeah, it is cool. It's like Vinny's gonna.
It's like the DC logo almost.
Yeah, I was just gonna say it's kind of like one of the skate logos is like what it reminds me of, or like in the same genre. But Vinny's good with like the graphic design, so he's gonna tweak it up a little bit, and then you'll see our logo all over Dark Dreams and shit. But by the time we were done shopping and had like our little pile of things we were gonna purchase, we started talking about these trays, and Vinny said, like, I think you'd already paid, and you said 20 cash, and he was like, done. Places
well,
like
said,
that.
He said
cool.
30 or 30, 28 or something.
Yeah, and then
I pulled out
like,
a 20, and he said done.
Freaky's fucking. There's no discount. There's no
fuck
nothing.
No, you're asking for a discount. They'll tell you to get bent and get lost.
Yeah, amateur hour over there. I'm so against that place now. Even though that tapestry that we got is sick, we're gonna post a picture of that too, because that is awesome. And I didn't even, we love skeletons.
We love it so much, it's in our living room.
Right now, yeah, we hadn't even put it, it's like...
just hanging from our fucking curtains by our front door.
Yeah, it is awesome. It's got roses, it's got a skeleton, it's he's on you a had, bike, it's got no like idea. Desert mountains, you roses, had, flames, wings.
You had no idea he was riding a fucking Harley.
I didn't, and I just now noticed he's got a spiked choker.
Holy shit.
And barbed wire, I mean, it's everything that's like... quote unquote badass fucking cool. That's like insane. Barbed wire, roses, wings, the flames.
Wing, man, the wings are sick.
Yeah, it's pretty.
That would be a badass fucking tattoo.
Yeah, we lucked out with that. $30. I mean, God, that guy was a fucking douche. I really wish I remembered his name because I really enjoy good customer service and I really get.
Well, I hate when they were a fucking douchebag and then you fucking confront him about it, and then they're saying, oh no, it's not that, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, he kind of admitted though right away. I said, I'm sorry, are we annoying you? Oh, it's okay.
I don't give a fuck.
I know, I love that about Vinny. He's like, he can be a little more like, make it, there's no filter. You'll know when you fucking pissed him off or like you did wrong. He'll let you know. Like, me, I'm a little more passive sometimes, which I don't want to be like that all the time, so I like it when Vinny's more like, all right, dude, you're going to show me this, yep, and this now, too.
You pissed me off, motherfucker. I want to see everything in the store. Yeah. I want to look at it nice.
Whether we're buying something or not, he should be a better associate for that company. But fuck it, fuck them. We're not going back. We found a couple other cool places like that.
Literally, and you said, remember, you even told him, watch, we're going to go across the street. Everything's going to be half price. Went across the street, and that place was 10 times fucking better.
Guys were so cool. They were talking to us. They were happy that we were there. I mean, like, that's how it should be. That's why you support local, privately owned businesses. They're happy to have you in. Franchise, they're hiring people that don't fucking want to be there. They don't give a fuck about you. Like,
I can't go into those places because I go in for one thing and I end up spending fucking $500.
Oh my God, him and I together, if we get down, like, if we go to Walmart, we have to avoid the fucking self-care, like, the self-care aisle, like, the hair products, the fucking, any, like, bathroom necessities, little things like that, like lotions and
fucking expensive lotions, expensive hair products. Fuck.
Anything like candles, anything like that. We're just like kids in candy shops. We go down the arts and crafts now because we've recently tapped into our creative side and we now are.
Chastity is some kind of MacGyver.
I've always been, I just now I'm exposing it, I guess. But like, you're talking about the things that I've created or made or what?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Like, my little fold, quote unquote folder, which
you have a whole fucking, what is that, a whole like aisle and a part of the house of just arts and crafts. And
what are those things called, those plastic storage bins that are just like, so like a plastic frame, the plastic the drawers, it's just this whatever,
it's a clear storage,
one
drawers.
Of those plumb full. We don't have a real kitchen table.
It
we
started
just
with colored pencils, markers, and now it's to the point.
No, wait,
where...
wait. What did it start with? Actually, it started with something. It started with the jars. I started saving the candle jars, and then, oh no, it started with that.
And then you started painting everything black, and I'm like, God damn, what are you gonna paint the whole fucking house black?
I had to keep reminding him and reminding him of our goal before we got the place, was our gothic look and how. It was a vibe. It's a look. And, like, on my Pinterest, there's a Chastity and Vinny in a Home Sweet Home folder, two separate ones. The gothic vibe that we both adore is literally everything is black, like, down to the minor details. And it makes difference, and you now see that.
It all came together, and the apartment is sick. We still got a few things to do, but...
It is how we want it.
Anyone that comes in here... always says that this place is badass.
Totally always compliment it because we have a theme going and we're keeping the theme. Like, one of the pictures that's on the podcast account is, it says VC, it's got like a vase and a lava lamp, which we just recently got, found on Facebook Marketplace.
It has the all-seeing eye on it, which is badass.
It is sick. It's just like totally us. We saw it, we fucking got it. It just like fits in here perfectly. I love pineapples. They're just cool.
What about the hourglass with the sand?
I know that his buddy, like, we ran into one of his buddies a couple days before my birthday, and he says, we see him, and we stopped at his place, and we see him, and he goes, there was one of those sand hourglass things, and they're cool. We've always wanted one. Every time we see one at a store, we play with it.
Literally everything we want just, like, appears and we end up getting it.
Yes, yeah, not
some way, somehow, some way or another.
It's so neat. Like, yeah, I didn't think about that. But it is so neat how he had it and he goes, oh, you guys can have this. I know. I thought about it and how it would look cool in your guys' place. And my birthday was, like, a couple days away, so that worked out cool. And it is nice. It's, like, a cute one.
It's, yeah, it's cool.
Oh, and we timed it. How long is it? It's, like, 30 minutes.
30 minutes, exactly.
Oh, my God. Speaking of that, I'm going to pull it out because we need to use that, actually. We'll use it probably now more than ever because...
Damn, look at that ass. Hey, it's on the bottom shelf.
We...
oh, shit. We dropped the
pencil. Anyways, I just flipped it because... These things are fun. We like to just see the sand slink down to the other part.
I think COVID has been so good to that ass of yours.
Same, babe, same.
What, my fupa?
That's actually what I call, like, the... There's a freshman 15 when kids head off to college. Their first year of college, they gained 15 pounds, I guess. Freshman 15. Sure. I don't know. I didn't go to college, so.
I gained the freshman 215.
Well, I call it the relationship 10. Vinny is happy in a relationship. And everybody does that. When you get in a relationship, right off the bat, you put on a couple pounds because you're comfortable and you're...
Not right off the bat.
Most people do. They get, you know, they eat around.
In the first little while, you're wanting to impress and, you know...
But when you're really in love, though, is what I'm saying.
Keep your physique. Now I can't even fit into my fucking pants.
When you're really in love, though, especially for girls, like, you do go out to eat a lot, and food is love and all that stuff. Like, you...
Like, I don't want a girl that has to fucking worry about their calories and eating a popsicle, gaining weight.
I'm not like that, but I like to keep in mind what's good and bad for me because...
Of course.
I don't want to just be some slob.
Why not? I love slobs.
Yeah. Slobbing on the knob, not slob person.
Yeah, that one.
I mean, like you said, my ass plumped up a little bit since we've been together. We're in a really...
It got way nicer.
Yeah, which makes me feel better. I mean, not that I was feeling bad about it, but it
makes me... In the nicest way possible, when we first met, you had a nice ass, but...
It's better now.
It was
now.
A little...
I was pretty thin then. Flat. I was like,
now
at my
it's nice and round and plump.
Right before
and...
then. So, anyways, we kind of got off track, way off track, which we don't care about. But I wanted to. We talked about the bong, which was awesome, and then the shit that we bought there was cool as fuck. He talked about the bongs a little bit because I know nothing about the bongs. When I smoke a lot of weed, and I have smoked. I don't smoke a lot of weed. I actually cut back a lot since moving to Denver, which is weird because it's legal here, but I've been smoking weed since I was like 15, and
well, yeah, in the beginning I
had a bong, but I don't really, I'll take like a hit or two, so almost like a dugout is good for me.
I wasn't a fan because I didn't smoke weed, and it would just be hard to communicate.
Yeah, and but I the felt, bongs are neat.
Yeah, of course.
Anyways, what else was I going to talk about with you real quick that, fucking Dippin' Dots, that's what it is. We found Dippin' Dots tonight. We almost got two full boxes.
Yep, and don't be fucking touching my Dippin' Dots.
I already had two, and just even talking about it, I think I want to pull one out so it gets to that perfect consistency.
Oh, shit, I just fucking...
Yep, he just chugged
my
up a little bit.
My nipples just got hard thinking about them.
Definitely gonna pull them out because the Dippin' Dots at the zoo.
I'm serious. Feel my nipples. They're hard. We're talking. Oh,
I think
shit.
Men's nipples are always or stay hard for a long time.
Say Dippin' Dots again.
Oh, that's a new
word. Say Dippin' Dots again.
Dippin' Dots.
Oh yeah.
Anyways, Dippin' Dots cotton candy. It's Itty Bits is the brand. It's not Dippin' Dots brand. It's Itty Bits.
Yeah, they're Itty Bits, not just a clever name.
It's so good, and it's his favorite right now, and they're awesome. He had to go, like, 2 days without it because the damn grocery store didn't have it. The zoo's Dippin' Dots didn't cut it.
I almost fucking broke into the Itty Bits fucking compound and fucking robbed them for some Dippin' Dots.
Well, tonight we found them. Two full boxes, and
it's funny, every time we go to King Supers, I buy every single one on the shelf.
Well, yeah, why not? It's not like they have a whole aisle of them. They just have a little half box with a pull-back top. My ice cream of choice is Unicorn Swirl. It's a Kroger brand. It's fucking delicious. Cake batter ice cream with iced...
It is so good, damn.
With the iced... The icing-covered animal crackers. It's those animal crackers with the icing bits inside cake batter ice cream.
Watch now. Called Unicorn Swirl.
Unicorn Swirl. It's Unicorn Swirl. It's so fucking good.
What did you say?
I said Unicorn Swirl is the flavor. Oh. Unicorn Swirl. Anyways, it's delicious. After the Dippin' Dots and all that shit.
I don't know, I'm still sore from the zoo walk, though.
That shit was hard. We fucking slept all day. It was great to sleep in,
God, sleep in the bed. We got a nice, firm bed. Badass bed, and I haven't slept in the bed in probably a month.
No, I would say definitely a week, a solid week, pushing 2 weeks.
What?
We have a comfortable couch, and we do tend to pass out here because we're still on COVID time, and there's just no agenda, but... We slept good last night, and the full moon tonight was fucking pretty. I didn't even point it out to you, because...
I swear, you're such a moon lover. Every time we go out,
did you see it tonight?
The first thing you say, the moon!
Did you notice it on your own tonight? I should have pointed it out.
Is it a full moon?
It's so pretty, babe. It's huge, bright, like, literally so bright, like, you could... see things through the light of the moonlight outside if you were like in a pitch black place. Like, I'm not gonna do it now. When we're done with this, I'm gonna step outside. Cause it is so pretty. I love the moon.
Lights up the town.
And there's actual moonlight. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what it is tonight. It's so pretty. I love it. Shit, now what?
I don't know, I'm munching up on these Dippin' Dots. They're fucking amazing. My nipples just got rock hard.
I'm going to have some Dippin' Dots too, but I'm going to wait a little minute until they get nice and just a little soft. I don't like the word mushy, but they're like kind of melty. They're like, they kind of clump together. They're so freaking good. I never thought I would love Dippin' Dots or ice cream as much as I do now, but I love them.
Yeah, they're amazing. But anyways, yeah. Just,
what else? Are you done talking?
Yeah, I guess we can call it. If we come up with anything else.
There's set time on when we're going to upload either. Like, fuck, we might get like a wild hair up our ass in like an hour. Just we're going to record another video.
Put your notifications on. And if one pops up, then that means we had something solid to talk about.
Yeah. Tomorrow we have another big day planned. We want to go to like 2 or 3 places. What was the main thing we want to do? I have a couple friends coming into town from Memphis next week, so... Oh, and we just got a little grill we're pumped to use. We're going to use that tomorrow. But we never made it to Walmart because time got away from us, and fucking Walmart closes at 11, which is a joke. I wish it was open 24 hours.
Yeah.
We made it...
Well, the night before, we need to write down one thing to do. We always try to accomplish 50 different things.
I tell you that
every
time. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Pump the brakes. We can't put more than 2 or 3 stops on our to-do list because we're just wiped out. We're literally more wiped out with the public and people and traffic. Traffic here in Denver is just fucking crazy.
I cannot handle being around people. No. Literally 10 minutes of being around.
We're sick and tired of it.
I have to get away. I have to get away.
And where we live is nice. Like, as soon as we get off the interstate... And we hit, what is that? Kipling?
As soon
as we hit that, it's just like, it's just like a weight lifted. We're just like, oh, we're homebound. It's like less traffic and everything. We're right outside of the city.
There's literally our apartments where we live. You see one person maybe every 3 hours.
Yeah, because we live on like a residential area. So we're right next to the grocery store we go to. And that's all we
need.
It's just
so calm, peaceful. It's laid back.
Uh-huh.
Couldn't ask for a better place to live.
Yeah, because we're not into the big crowds yet. We weren't.
What do you mean yet?
I don't think we ever would be, but we'll get more comfortable being in public. Like, it was weird not wearing the mask. Like, even tonight at the grocery store, it was weird not wearing the mask.
Sturgis is coming up, so we're going to have to do some training.
Yeah, with some people. That's different, though. That's like party central. That's where...
The mask. We didn't have to wear a mask anywhere.
Mm-mm. But it's going to be... When we're on vacation, or when I'm on vacation like that, I like to wake up and start boozing or, like, party hard. There is no, like, boundary. There is no pump the brakes. It's like balls to the wall.
Yeah.
It's just how we do it.
Yeah.
That when Vinny and I, we'll talk, we won't talk about that right now because that's, I feel like him and I needed to take a little break and...
Yeah, one of these episodes we'll go into the full details on how we met. And
I think we should do that like tonight or soon because our story is fucking awesome. It's like, it's, I always tell him how lucky we are. It's literally what people look for. It's what they go on Match.com
for. It's almost unbelievable. You're going to hear it.
It is.
Not, you're going to think we're lying when we tell you. That's how crazy and awesome the story is.
Yeah, it was meant to be. People, I mean, we've worked really hard on this relationship because there were a lot of naysayers that you guys are crazy, or me especially, because I just up and moved from where I was in Memphis,
Tennessee. Hey, you're spilling the details.
Yeah, we gotta, like, they're gonna be like, ooh, what, and they're gonna listen.
It's gonna be a hardcore story. You're spilling it.
Yeah. I'm gonna stop right there then, because this song just came on, and it makes me want to, like, smoke a bowl real quick and step outside, so...
Alright, she's about to start twerking, so we're out.
Not happening. But if we feel like it, we're gonna post that love story later. Otherwise, we'll be back with some other shit. We don't know what we're gonna talk about next time. The love story. I really do want to talk about the meeting. So, smoke what you like to smoke or drink what you like to drink. And
do your thing. This is Dark Dreams.